T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, know, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 203 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday afternoon to you. Beningo and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 6 o'clock. JJ, John, just no, I guess not. I guess we got Giant pregame, right? Must be like the eternal Giant pregame show coming on. Maybe it is Jastrzemski at 6 o'clock with the Odds On Sports Show, and then the eternal Giant pregame before that as the Giants play the Eagles tonight. Big game in Philadelphia. The Renaissance man, Brian Rascone, I haven't talked to him in a long time. He's on the other side of the glass in Manhattan. Ernie Acosta somewhere in Yonkers. We are live from the Town Fair Tire studio, where nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Bro, how are you?
Good. I think the eternal Giant pregame show begins at 6:50 tonight. That's
oh, late.
When it all
oh, LA.
Begins.
Okay, eternal Giant pregame. Okay, so JJ will be there on before that. So there
JJ's
you go.
On before
he'll
to
he'll give
lead
you all the play. You know, the Giants take the Giants in the under or something like that.
All the bets you could imagine right. Going into that game.
That's exactly right.
And then at about 8:20 kickoff between the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Big game.
It's a huge game, and look. Besides the obvious, which is, hey, you win this game, you're in the thick of things in the NFC East. Besides that, which obviously is the lead thing, how about beating this team for a change?
Well, yeah,
because
sure.
They never beat the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, Logan Ryan even knew the stat, which is nice to see.
Logan Ryan, forget about it, man.
He was all over it.
The guy could split the atom.
Yes.
You kidding me?
You have to go back. For the last time the Giants beat the Eagles in Philadelphia specifically, okay? You have to go all the way back to October 27th, 2013. Tom Coughlin was the coach of the Giants. Chip Kelly was the coach of the Philadelphia
Chip
Eagles.
Kelly.
Wow. Yes, Chip Kelly. And the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles
Michael
that
Vick?
Day? Well, Michael Vick played a little bit, but the guy who played most of the game was the immortal Matt Barkley.
Oh, really? Matt Barkley was the quarterback that day? The same
yes.
Matt Barkley that killed the Jets 2 years ago, 41-7, threw a bomb on the first play of the game, and like 80 yards for a touchdown?
Same guy.
That guy.
Same guy.
Yeah, Matt Barkley.
I was looking back at the box score this
Isn't
game.
Is Matt Barkley still backing up Allen up in Buffalo? I think that's where he
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah. Right? No, he's still around, yeah. He's a member
he's
of the Buffalo,
Buffalo
Bills.
Yeah, right. Well, that's where he beat the Jets that time.
Yep. I mean, he's only 30 years old. That year in 2013, right. He was actually a rookie when he played that game against the Giants. And the Giants won that game on 5 Josh Brown field goals. That's how they won the game.
What was the final score? 15-something?
Yeah, 15-7. That was the final score against Philadelphia.
I don't remember that game. Do you remember that game?
Not really, no.
No, I don't either.
No, and you know why? Because if you think back to that season, 2013, you know, both teams were not great that year. I mean, at that moment, going into that game, the Eagles were 3-4 and the Giants were 1-6. That was their record going into the game.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, yeah, the Eagles and the Giants. And what? And 2013, I'm trying to think, who won the division that year?
Well,
Philly must have won the division, didn't they?
Philadelphia
or
actually
the Cowboys.
Philadelphia actually ended up winning 10 games that year,
yeah,
which is kind of crazy at the time. I mean, they losing to the Giants, they're 3-5, but they actually finished the season really strong. So they ended up having a good year that year. The Giants, on the other hand, ended up having a season in which they finished 7-9. So it was kind of a nondescript season. But it just kind of reminds you how long it's been. I mean, that's a long time.
That is a long time.
Yeah, you know, we're not talking about a rivalry.
I was almost youthful back then.
Yeah, no, I know. Me too. It's a different world when you think about it.
Oh, my God.
And that's what the Giants are trying to accomplish tonight. They're trying to do something that over these years, and they've been rough years outside of the hiccup that was 2016, the one good year that they've had really over the last, you know, 7 or 8 years. That was the one good year they had in 2016. The Eagles have owned them. Yeah. That's the bottom line. And they've beaten them in a million different ways, too, the years.
Well, I mean, look, it's not just over the last number of years that they've beaten them in a million different ways. I mean, going back to Chuck Bednarik and Frank Gifford back in 1960, I mean, they've been doing it for a long time. Let's be honest.
Yeah, no,
even in the years when the Giants, the great Giant team of the 80s, they always had trouble with the Eagles. The Eagles always gave them trouble. They would have wanted, you know, the Giants could beat Washington back then. Dallas wasn't really any good back in the 80s like that, you know, before Jimmy Johnson showed up. But they couldn't beat Philly. I mean, Philly, you know, whether it was Randall Cunningham, Reggie White, Jerome Brown, those guys, they would always give the Giants a ton of trouble.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think these
Miracle or Meadowlands, even before that, 78, obviously, with Herman Edwards we talk about. I mean, they found very creative ways. The DeSean Jackson punt return, Bryant Westbrook, how many times did he kill him with different stuff he did?
Dodge, DeSean Jackson game, because I would define it with both of them. I would include the punter, Matt Dodge. I think that is the game to a lot of Giant fans of this generation.
This generation, defines, that's the one.
It defines their rivalry in a lot of ways. I mean, that was, for a regular season game, that could be one of the worst Giant losses they've had in the last couple of decades.
That was pretty bad.
And so, along with the fact that, yes, they've been given the gift of being in a lousy division, we all know that. We've talked about it the last few days, the issues facing the Cowboys, obviously the issues facing Washington, the injury issues that Philadelphia is facing, and even the questions about the quarterback. I mean, we talk about Daniel Jones turning the ball over. Carson Wentz has had a major turnover problem this year.
Yep.
I think he's already thrown 9 interceptions. He's fumbled the ball 5 or 6 times. So there's certainly questions about Wentz. But more than that, or along with that, I should say, is just a chance to beat a team that Giant fans can't stand. I mean, you hate the Philadelphia Eagles.
Of course.
You hate everything about them. And over the last decade, they've owned you. So could tonight, on a Thursday night in Philadelphia, in a very different kind of year, it's not going to be 65,000 fans at the Link, we know that, in a year in which 6 or 7 wins may win you this division, could this be the moment on a Thursday night where the Giants finally change their fortunes against Philadelphia?
Are you confident in this game? How do you feel for them?
No. I'm not, and I want to be.
You would not take the point. What is it, 4.5 the number? You would not take the points?
The number right now is 4.5, and here's why I wouldn't take the points. And look, I'll readily admit this to you. This is one of those cases where I really hope I'm wrong. There's a lot of times we give thoughts about
our teams. No, I want to see the Giants. I want to actually see the Giants in the race because then at least you got some football because obviously our team is, you know, is in the you-know-what.
No question.
So,
look,
to at least see some kind of a, you know, one team at least in a race.
Absolutely. And that's one of the, like, I have like 5 reasons why I want to see the Giants win tonight. That's certainly one of them. Number 2, Jet related, is to give the Jets more of a cushion for the number 1 overall pick.
Right.
Number 3, I can't stand the Philadelphia Eagles. I never have. So it's easy whenever the Giants play the Eagles, I root for the Giants. So there's and yes, I think it would make this divisional race much more interesting. You know, and I think it would also reward the fact that we have seen these positive developments from this Giant team over the last few weeks. And the only reward they've gotten is a win in which they were pretty fortunate against Washington on Sunday.
Yes, that's it.
And look, they are trending in the right direction. A little piece of good news that's come out over the last few hours is that Sterling Shepard has been activated from reserve.
That is good.
Now, that 2 things. That doesn't mean he's going to play. Doesn't mean he's active tonight. But it means there's a chance he's going to be active tonight. And then B, if he is active tonight, how fully Sterling Shepherdly are we going to see, if you know what I mean? Like, are we going to see a fully unleashed Sterling Shepard?
And Slayton's playing, too. I know he was a little backed up, but I guess he's playing, right?
He's going to play tonight. Andrew Thomas is going to start at left tackle. That's certainly worth keeping an eye on, though, to see if Joe Judge continues with that rotation. Because Pert played well, man. I mean, last week, when he played left tackle, when he basically split the snaps with Andrew Thomas, Matt Pert, I thought, was better than him. And look, sometimes when you're judging an offensive lineman, without, you know, sitting there watching tape the way a guy like Paul DiTino would or Carl Banks probably did. The way I think most, like you and I, would probably judge it in fairness is, did you screw up?
Right.
Seriously, that's,
right.
I think, how we judge offensive
line. That's how you know. You know, look, when you don't hear the guy's name called, that generally means you had a pretty good game.
Yeah.
He didn't have any penalties, and he didn't get beat by 100 times.
Like I give you one moment that jumped out at me in this game is, you know, obviously I thought the decision Joe Judge made to punt on 4th and 2. First,
yeah,
take a delay of penalty.
It.
Right. The play right before that, in which they had a 3rd and 1, was a run play with Devontae Freeman, and Montez Sweat, if you remember, made a big play.
Yep,
he blew up Andrew Thomas on that play.
Yep.
Now, fair or not, that was one play that just jumped out at me. You know, it jumped out at me that Andrew Thomas failed on that play. So I'd be curious to see how Judge kind of keeps that rotation going with Matt Purdy. He's a 3rd-round pick, so they obviously like him. He's inserted him a lot over the last few weeks, so keep an eye on that tonight against Philadelphia, but certainly protecting Daniel Jones. Daniel not committing that just horrific turnover, which he's got to stop with. You know, when you have a long, sustained drive.
He is good
drive,
for at least one again. Yeah, and usually with Jones, that's when he generally does it, too.
Yeah.
He has, like, these long, sustained drives, and then at the end of the drive, he makes either fumbles or throws a terrible pick to kill the drive.
No doubt. I mean, that was the thing from last week that jumped out at you. They're up 13-10.
Even the Steelers. Steelers did it, too. Same thing.
So he's got to cut down on that. I mean, that's obvious. I think we all know that, but we have to continue to say it because it happens every single week. So I think a win tonight would certainly change the perspective of this football team moving forward, because I think a lot of it is, hey, yeah, they've shown improvement. Yeah, their defense looks a lot better, but they have one win to show for it.
Right.
Now, what does that mean?
I
think on a short week in Philadelphia, despite the issues the Eagles are facing, to come out of a short week on the road and get a victory against a team that they never beat, I think will certainly change kind of the view of this Giant team moving forward. And yeah, at 2-5, it would put them right in the middle of this thing in the NFC East.
It would. Yeah, no doubt about it. And I believe the NFC East plays everybody this week, because Dallas plays Washington.
That is correct.
So, very, very interesting weekend in the NFC. Two teams have to win. We know that.
Yes.
Unless the Eagles have another. The Eagles have had a tie already this year, so who knows?
And think about this. Next week, if you're looking ahead, the Philadelphia Eagles play the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, is that it? Play next week?
Yeah, Dallas. on a Sunday night.
Who do Giants play next week? I'm not
Tampa
sure.
Bay on a Monday.
Oh, that's
night.
Right. They got that Monday night game against the Bucks.
Yeah.
At MetLife, right?
At MetLife Stadium. The next 4 weeks going into the Giants bye week.
And then
is
they got
tell.
Then they got Philly and Washington and Philly again, right? Don't they after that?
Exactly. That's why
they close the season with the Cowboys at home. The Giants.
Yeah, that's right. That's why the next 4 weeks is so monumental. Not only tonight, where it really starts, because they don't win this game tonight. It's tough to take this seriously at 1-6. But they play Tampa Bay, and then they've got Washington and Philadelphia again. And these divisional games, they're always important in the NFL.
That's a big game for the Giants. It really is a huge game. Even though it's week 7, this is a huge game.
Well, it's going to tell us, do we have a season or not?
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. Are the Giants going to be able to take advantage of a historically bad division?
Yep.
Because, quite frankly, and I think I speak for pretty much everybody who's sane, I don't give a damn if my team wins 7 games to win the division.
Of course not.
8. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. And I saw an over-under.
And you get a home game.
Exactly. And I said this to you the other day. The history says you're going to win. Because the two times we've seen an under 500 team make the postseason, Carolina and Seattle, they both won their home games.
Yep.
And if you're sitting there as a Giant fan, and it's the first week of January, and you've got a playoff game, playoff game?
Right, I don't think you're going to be complaining. You're not going to be thinking, we went 6-10. You know, you're not going to worry about that.
No, you're not going to give a damn. I still think, because I saw an over-under. I forget where I saw it, which betting site, because there's so many of them.
And what wins the how many wins the NFC East?
Yes. And I saw the number
8.5
at 6.5.
Is it that low?
Yes. And my gut, Joe.
I'm betting the over.
Yes.
I would bet the over. Somebody's going to win at least 7.
Yeah. I think at minimum 7 wins would be the number that gets you the division. And it wouldn't surprise me, especially the team the Giants are facing tonight.
No.
If the Philadelphia Eagles are the team.
To kind
of put it together and go on a mini run to get them to 8 or 9 wins.
There's still a paper feel to the Cowboys. You know, especially now that Prescott's out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's still a little hollow feeling with Dallas. I feel more substance with the Eagles, I would
say
that.
I'll tell you something about Dallas. I was thinking about this. over the last couple of years, there's been kind of a disrespect towards Dak Prescott. I don't know how good he is.
Right,
I'm not sure I want to pay him towards Dak.
Right, right.
This injury to him may actually show the world and show some Cowboy fans exactly how good he is.
Look, I mean, he's a good player. Look, I mean, he's a good quarterback. There's no doubt about it.
Sometimes
solid.
No doubt. And think about how well he's been playing this year, Joe.
Yeah, no, I know.
We're going to sit here and blame
him. I mean, look, he unfortunately got a freak injury. This is the guy that didn't miss a start since he took over. I mean, that's the sad part about it, too. He was becoming like an Iron Man, Prescott.
No doubt. He had two things that I love in a quarterback. Number one, he played every single week, which you just said. And number two, his win-loss record was very good.
Yeah. Right?
So he wins and he plays every week. Those seem like two cool things.
Yes.
And
foreign to us, by the way.
Very, very foreign
to our
to
team,
us.
For sure.
I don't know what either of that is like, by the way.
Right.
Playing, winning, I have no idea.
Right.
And I like Andy Dalton. I think he's a solid backup. But this may be the example to the world and to some Dallas fans of, hey, you know, Dak's pretty good. Because I think one of the ways he's been explained away the last few years is, look at the offensive line.
Right.
Look at Zeke. And look at the weapons around him.
Right, right,
Which,
right.
by the way, is all true. Like, I'm not going to dispute
Zeke,
that. The-
Zeke certainly didn't help Andy Dalton on Monday night.
No, putting the ball on the ground didn't help.
No doubt.
But this is an opportunity, if Dallas really does struggle the way they may, and you look at their schedule, they've got some difficult games coming up. I mean, they got to play, you know, they got to play the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is not easy.
Right.
They got a game in Baltimore down the road.
I was gonna say, they played the Ravens too, right?
Yeah, certainly not easy for them. This may kind of show the Cowboy fan that maybe you should have appreciated Dak when he was actually out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, just as big a game as this is for the Giants and Philly tonight, it's a huge game for Dallas and Washington. I mean, especially Dallas. I mean, Dallas. Yeah, they got to win. If Dallas loses to Washington on Sunday, I mean, they're in major trouble as far as I'm concerned.
If
now,
Dallas,
they got to win that game. I mean, they really do.
You tend to root for kind of hysteria, for craziness to happen.
I like hysteria.
Right, me too.
So hysteria would be Dallas, the Washington, and the Giants
yes,
win.
Yes, yes.
That
That's
puts
hysteria.
The hysteria completely in the division where everybody is within, like, because Philly would be what then? 1-5-1?
Yeah.
So everybody would be in a half game. Everybody would be even in the loss column in the division.
Correct. That's hysteria.
That is hysteria.
When you've got.
No, you're 100% right. That's what we like to see. Chaos.
Chaos. That's the word.
Chaos.
And that's exactly what I'm rooting for when I look at this division. Like, it would be very cool on Monday morning to be looking at 2-5, 2-5, 2-5, 1-5-1.
Right.
And that's potentially what the NFC East may look
and
like.
And if that happens, both the Giants and Washington would be 2-1 in the division. Think about that.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Because Washington's one win is against Philly on opening day. So they'd have two wins, both in the division. The Giants, you know, obviously would have beaten Washington and Philadelphia. You know, they lost that game to Dallas. Yeah, no question.
So step one to that chaos is on Daniel Jones and the Giants tonight against Philadelphia.
Right.
And we've got a lot to talk about concerning this game. We'll get the Eagle perspective with our buddy Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, Rick, it's right. Yeah. Rick,
see what he's thinking. See, and we'll mix in some Yankees too. Why not? The great Ricky Ricardo.
Hear about that Yadier Molina.
Yeah, see what he thinks about that.
Right.
So we'll talk to Ricky later on, calls the Eagle games in Espanol. Of course, the great Carl Banks will join us a day earlier today to kind of preview tonight's game. We'll take a look at that. Our normal spot with Brian Costello to find out who's going to kick for the Jets because that's their latest injury they're dealing with now.
Oh, Fickin is hurt now?
Yeah, he's got a groin issue.
Well, you know what? That might be good because then maybe it'll force Gaze to actually go for stuff.
I was thinking the same thing.
That might be good. He can't settle on a 58-yard field goal. Maybe he'll have to go for two every time they score. Dare I say they score a touchdown?
I mean, I wasn't even thinking.
Let me not get too nuts here. This game this week. I tell you right now, just quickly on that.
Yeah.
Kicker healthy or not? This week, if I'm the head coach of that team, our favorite head coach here, Adam Gase, I am playing this week as fast and loose as I can. I mean, I am playing this game. Just whatever. Do you know what I mean?
My hair is on fire. That's how I would play the game.
I would go for everything. I would play this game crazy. Go for two every time if you did score a touch. Why not? Am I wrong about that?
I totally agree with you.
The number is up to 13.5. Bro, they had 13.5-point underdogs at home.
Yeah.
13.5. When's the last time they were 13.5-point underdogs at home? You got to go look for that one.
I'm going to
look. Maybe 96.
I'm going to look that one up because I'm curious.
Maybe Costello knows.
We will talk to Brian right after Carl Banks, And we'll mix in some baseball today. John Heyman in his weekly spot as the Tampa Bay Rays tied up the World Series last night.
They did. Brandon Lau. Brandon Lau had a surfacing last night.
Don't let Brandon Lau get hot. And the Dodgers are letting him get hot.
Yeah, go Tampa. Go Tampa. Go get him.
So we got
and
a lot
coming
to talk
home,
about.
And they're going home. Oh, that's right. There isn't. They're not going home for Game 3.
They get to bat last. I mean, that's what they get.
That's probably a good thing. There are probably more people, more Tampa fans in Texas than there would be in Tampa.
That may be the case.
What, they have like 11,000 people? Is that what they're putting in there?
Yes, that's what they're – and it looks good, by the way. Maybe
it looks good. And they got the cutouts, too. They have cutouts as well.
They got a nice mix. Maybe because I'm so used to watching games with no fans that 11,000 just feels awesome. But it does.
Right.
I've noticed
Maybe the Mets
that.
Should do that. Like if the Mets have like bad years, you know. Well, now that we got Stevie Cohen, we're not going to have any more bad years.
Exactly.
That's all I'm looking at. No more bad years for the Mets with Stevie as our at the helm.
See, who says you're negative? Come on, look at that. You're optimistic.
I'm very
baby.
Positive about the Mets in late October when we're months away from regular season.
That's the time to be optimistic.
And who knows what kind of regular season we're going to have? I mean, who knows what that's going to be like.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
The pain.
We'll get to your calls next to kick it off. 877-337-6666. A kind of football Thursday as we take you right up till 6 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.